The Nigerian Bar Association has strongly denounced Joshua Dare's impeachment, describing it as a total violation of the Nigerian Constitution. Bar Association General Secretary Lawal Rabana says the fact that only 6 out of 24 lawmakers passed the impeachment resolution is evidence that it was blatantly illegal.
To us, it is like a total disregard for constitutional provisions. The Constitution requires that the members of Plateau State are 24, and it has to be two-thirds of that 24 that can do what they have done. Therefore, it is unacceptable to us.
So far, 5 Nigerian state governors have been impeached in very controversial circumstances that seem to suggest a campaign to tighten President Olusegun Obasanjo's grip on power ahead of elections in April, a charge the president denies. All impeached governors are said to be opponents of the president, and in all instances, the constitutionally defined impeachment process was breached. Rabana says Nigeria is flirting with anarchy in a frenzy to remove supposedly corrupt politicians.
It is in the interest of the police, it is in the interest of the presidency that the rule of law prevails in this country, otherwise there will be anarchy. We are heading towards anarchy. And when the anarchy comes, the police cannot curtail it, the presidency cannot curtail it.
The impeached governors are accused of corruption. The former governor, Plateau, was arrested by London police in 2004 in possession of more than $1 million. He jumped bail by fleeing to Nigeria. The government's anti-graft agency, the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission, declined to comment on the legality of the methods employed in removing supposedly corrupt leaders. But EFCC spokesman Osita Nwaja could not hide his enthusiasm over the latest impeachment and the role played by the 6 legislators.
I think people should be celebrating them, not haranguing them. They have done the very, very right thing. So EFCC is very, very happy. We applaud those members of Plateau State House of Assembly who did what was right. We want to take it from there. They have given us the legal platform to conclude the matter that we started in 2004.
Analysts say the impeachments could be a plot to cause tensions and chaos across Africa's most populous country, giving a pretext for Mr. Obasanjo to declare a wider state of emergency and postpone elections. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.
望网易语网站，欢迎您的光临。请记住我们的网址是www.english.com。